Welcome to Dreaming After Dark. I'm your host, April, and I'm really glad you're here listening. The energy of life is feeling a little chaotic for me at the moment. My anxiety is kind of through the roof for no reason. I kind of get in this headspace sometimes of like, my mind is on overdrive, I'm thinking about everything under the sun, and I can't really focus in on any one thing. So when I get like this, it's really important for me to kind of step away a little bit, kind of preserve my energy a little bit, as much as possible really. I have to kind of just allow myself to relax, which is something I've struggled with for a long time, probably majority of my life. I've kind of always been go, 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 you know, always have to be doing something. Otherwise, you know, I feel like I'm not accomplishing something. So I'm working really hard to kind of get past that feeling of I need to constantly be doing something and I need to constantly be working towards some goal. It's not a bad place to be for me, honestly. It's nice that now I can kind of recognize it when I'm feeling maybe mentally overwhelmed and I need to kind of just allow myself to relax, whatever that is. I'm not relaxing in the ways that I would like to, I would say. I do still spend a lot of time doom scrolling, which I don't want to do. I think that's part of it as well, just kind of absorbing all of this negative news that is constantly coming out all the time about everything. So for me, it's important to just find other ways to allow myself to relax and wind down. You know, sometimes I just want to be a little brain dead. I just want to think about nothing, put on a movie, put on a silly cartoon, watch some SpongeBob or Chowder or something ridiculous that allows me to step away from myself and just have a good laugh sometimes. Just watch something silly and giggle my ass off like a weirdo. I do sometimes wish I had someone to talk to, especially at night when my mind is rambling and I just want to have a conversation about whatever. It's a bad habit, always wanting to have conversations late at night, which is why I started this podcast, because I find that my mind is often in overdrive at night, and this is a way for me to kind of get all of that stuff just out of my brain, and I guess into your brain if you're here listening. Sorry. So even though I wish I had someone to talk to, I'm not feeling lonely, and this is something new for me as well. I've kind of been doing a lot of work on just feeling okay with myself, feeling okay being alone. Sure, I dream of having someone in my life someday, but my peace is so important to me now that I cannot be bothered with anyone who intends to disrupt my peace. Now, that's not to say that if someone came into my life, and obviously everybody comes with baggage, their own life stuff, I have my own baggage, my own life stuff, right? It's not to say that I wouldn't be open to something with someone, or that I would reject someone completely if they weren't just like a fully functional, mentally stable human being. Would be nice, but you know, everybody, you know, we're all human beings, right? And something I've been thinking about lately in terms of relationships and love, kind of just doing some soul searching on what it is that I even want from anyone, a relationship at this point in my life, I've come to this realization that I don't necessarily think that I need to be loved so much as I feel I need to love. And it got me thinking about all of my past relationships and the way that I tend to show up in my relationships. I have a tendency to always put others first, to put their needs and wants before mine. And I think a big part of that for me comes from this space of wanting to love another, needing to love another, choosing to love another, despite whatever their flaws may be, whatever things about them, the relationship, what have you, are not necessarily right for me. But I am a person who is devoted and dedicated. When I'm in a relationship, I am with that person. Now, I've not had many relationships in my life, and I mean like a real long-term relationship. Once upon a time when I was married, I showed up for that relationship in all the ways that, you know, a wife would. took care of the children, did the cooking, did the cleaning, worked extra jobs to make money, was constantly trying to appeal to my husband's, I don't know what, to reach him in some way to say, hey, I'm here. Don't treat me this way. Don't ignore my existence. Don't brush me aside. Don't lie to me. Don't cheat on me. You know, all those things. And I realized that I am someone who is always going to keep trying for a long time, for longer than I know that I should. And so, you know, I find that I tend to stay in situations far longer than I know that I should. There was a very significant relationship in my life where I used to jokingly say, let me love you, all the time. And it wasn't a joke. I actually meant it. I actually was trying to appeal to this person and say, let me love you. It's very difficult when you love somebody and that love is not received well, or it's rejected, or you feel like all the love you have, that other person just doesn't have the capacity to receive it. And it feels like you're pouring out from your cup. And it's just spilling on the ground. It's going to waste. It's going nowhere. It's leading to nothing. And sure, I would love to be in a relationship where what I put out is received and returned back to me. To have your love reciprocated by another, that is something that I feel was always lacking in my relationships. For me, loving someone else always felt very one-sided. Because love for me is an opportunity to be myself 100%, completely, just to be myself. And in so many ways, I felt like I had to water myself down. I had to be less than I was, like I was too much, too annoying, too affectionate, wanting too much sex, wanting too much affection, wanting to be near my person more than they were capable of handling. And those situations wounded me in the deepest ways that I still find myself revisiting my past. I am working on letting a lot of that go and reframing a lot of those situations in my mind. Because at the end of the day, I know who I was in that relationship. I know how I showed up. I know how I was to that person. I know how I was at my best and at my worst. And every relationship is an opportunity to learn so much about yourself and what it is that you want. A failed relationship is simply a guide for you to revisit and to say to yourself, okay, these are the things that I was not happy with in this relationship. These are the things I was happy with in this relationship. And you take those aspects and you really hone it down. You really hone it down. What is it that you're looking for? Now, that doesn't mean I'm expecting someone to show up in my life as that perfect person or bringing that perfect relationship. Absolutely not. Relationships require work. Relationships require two people who are willing to show up for one another. And for me, the biggest thing I've learned is to recognize that early on. Is this person willing to show up for me? Is this person who's coming into my life, are they bringing positivity or negativity? Are they bringing good feelings or are they making me sad all the time? I can't imagine going into another relationship ever with a person who makes me feel sad. Like, why are you showing up into my life to take away any of my peace, to make me feel sad? What are you doing and why are you doing it? Unnecessary. I simply want to show up in a relationship to love another human being, to be a source of joy in their life and someone that they can have fun with and share ideas with and have deep discussions with and sometimes just even have nonsensical discussions. It doesn't always have to be, you know, talking about politics and the state of the universe and society, even though those are my favorite topics. I just want to be able to enjoy life with someone, to love someone, to be myself completely, for them to be themselves completely, and for us to just go through life, through the mundane, everyday nonsense of life, and just be a source of love and light. I don't think I'm asking for too much, am I? With that said, this is April, signing off.